This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A domestic question to end, Senator. The Senate got rid of the filibuster for judicial appointees. You in the past had kept the Senate from going down that road. You tried again this time. There were no takers. What does that say about the Senate?
The Senate, like the nation, has become much more polarized in recent years, and I regret what we did. We have shattered really 200 years of tradition in the United States Senate. There were a number of senators that wanted to get together again, but it wasn't enough, and I think both parties will rue this day, because now when it requires 51 votes, it will drive to more liberal judges when the Democrats have the majority and more conservative judges when Republicans do, and I'm not sure that's good for America or our judiciary system.
Senator McCain, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me on.
Senator John McCain talking about the nuclear option that was exercised. The challenge will be, is that the end of it, or does that include legislation as well? And time will tell. I mean, they knew it was dangerous when Harry Reid introduced this and brought it out of its sheath and said, look, things are bogging down. It's so contentious that we can't do our business. Those doggone Republicans are just, they're clogging up the works here. So the only way to do this is by exercising the so-called nuclear option for the confirmation of federal judges. But now it is come into the realm of the Supreme Court, and we'll see what happens. There is talk that at least two more, possibly even three justices may be replaced during a Donald Trump administration, especially if it goes to two administrative cycles. So if he serves 8 years, then what will the Supreme Court look like? And it is disappointing, I think, at its face when you consider that the Supreme Court is becoming a political arm as opposed to just being officials who call, as they would say, balls and strikes, if I can use that metaphor. You know, does it enhance the law? Does it take away from the law as we know it to be? That should be, in my opinion, the consideration. But too often these days, you know, the Supreme Court has become almost a quasi-legislative arm, and what does that do in terms of the separation of powers? That is not their job, but this is what they have done on several occasions. It opened that door. It was dangerous when they first went through that door, and like the nuclear option, it sets precedent. And as we know, even those of us that are more ignorant of the law, precedent is the order of the day. When a precedent is established, then it just seems like that is forever and ever. Amen. And can we roll this back? I think this is something that we have to live with. And as John McCain says, you know, we could live to rue the day that this happened. Regardless of who started it, here it is. And I appreciate that he wanted to do something about it.
Well, here's a thought. Let's stop politicizing our judicial system.
Yes.
Let's go that route. Let's start putting in judges that follow the laws that are there. Judges do not make laws.
Right. And if they do, then there should be a way to rebut it and say nope. But the problem is when it goes to the Supreme Court, they have, by rule, the final order. And the only thing that we can do, even at a federal level, when we see activist judgments taking place, is the people need to exercise their voice, and it may have to come down to an impeachment of a judge to say, look, this is the way we want our country run. We want our country run according to the rules and laws of our U.S. Constitution. That's it. Forever and ever. Amen. Bill Martinez here with you, 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. Get involved in the conversation, okay? Your voice is needed. You need to engage and get involved in the conversation, okay? Unlike what you've heard in the public square, you know, that if you don't agree with me, then your voice is unnecessary and it doesn't need to be heard. Big mistake here. Everybody's voice needs to be heard, and you can do so at hashtag BML Talk and or send me an email if you like, good, bad, indifferent. We'd love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Cynthia Fairhot is with us right now. You may have heard of Cynthia. She has been quite outspoken, a fellow at the Middle East Forum, an Egyptian national, founder of the Liberal Egyptian Party, co-authored several books, among them Desecration of a Heavenly Religion, which she analyzed and criticized Egypt's blasphemy law. Ms. Fairhot was granted political asylum in the United States in 2011 following violence and threats to her and her family since coming to the U.S. She has met with dozens of members of Congress and staffers to raise support for classifying the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization. Cynthia, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me, Bill.
Well, good to have you here. As we've been saying, the timing of your entrance here aligns with our admonition to everybody to get involved in the conversation. You didn't just get here and come to this country and say, okay, my family, I'm safe now, we're not going to say anything. You said, okay, I am here to attack a serious situation that's being overlooked by the international community. And there, I'm sure you think there has to be a reason for why, of all places that you could end up, it would be here in the United States.
Absolutely. The Muslim Brotherhood terrorist organization, and it is indeed a terrorist organization, has ruined several nations, and no one is immune. They have a very, very strong, very well-articulated political plan to infiltrate, subvert, and destroy nations from within. That's according to their own words, not mine. So I think it's quite important. America is the freest country on planet Earth. I got politically involved after 9/11. I decided that the ideas that flew through your buildings had to be stopped. And, of course, they were not able to silence me in Egypt, and they're certainly not going to silence me in the United States of America. I studied Islamic jurisprudence for 12 years. I studied everything Bin Laden studied to become Bin Laden. I studied everything Qaradawi studied to become al-Qaradawi. To be able to predict how these guys think before they even think it. And unfortunately, I have been accurate, and it's devastating.
Well, you know, here in the West, for some reason, we're reluctant to understand when people say they want to do you harm and they've declared war against you and your way of life. It falls on deaf ears here in America, maybe because we've been so coddled and protected thinking the Atlantic Ocean is protecting us, but certainly we learned on 9/11 that is not the case. But like so many things that happen here in the West, you give it a little bit of time and forgetfulness, and it just kind of gets swept under the rug, so to speak.
And that is extremely dangerous because they are very vigilant. If you enter Islamic chat rooms that belong to the Muslim Brotherhood or Islamic State or Jabhat al-Nusra or Al-Qaeda, you name it, it's 24 hours talking about the destruction of America. So it's not, you can go to sleep, you can go on your daily business, but there are people out there who are consumed with this idea and strategies to implement it. So that's why understanding them and designating them the Muslim Brotherhood a terrorist organization, they're the founding fathers of modern Islamic terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that the United States or any country has a chance to successfully counter terrorism without going after the root of it's like their patient zero for this cancerous infection upon the world.
Cynthia, why do you think America took the Muslim Brotherhood off the terrorist list?
They've never placed them, unfortunately. And the arguments I hear are things like, they are powerful in other countries and they are involved in the political system like Tunisia and Turkey, and we don't want to alienate them. Well, that hasn't stopped the United States from having talks with Hamas in its own the U.S. Foreign terrorist list.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't stop the United States from having conversation with these people. On the contrary, it gives it leverage. Because when you negotiate, or I do not agree that we should negotiate with terrorists,
mm-hmm.
but if you want to, you'd better have the upper hand. So that is what this designation would do. The
mm-hmm.
designation will also stop them from funneling funds to terrorist organizations abroad.
Right.
Because if you look at the Homeland Terror Financing case in 2007-2008, it was basically the Muslim Brotherhood in the United States funneled $12 million to Hamas. And that is the biggest terror financing case in the history of America. So I think you can cut funds from terrorist organizations worldwide, but more importantly, designating it will stop them from working inside the government and infiltrating the system and getting jobs at security establishments, because that's what they target
mm-hmm.
when they come to the United States. They don't go work at as a nurse.
Yes.
They go and approach political and security jobs.
Exactly. Well, and our good friend Trevor Loudon, a researcher out of New Zealand, has done extensive research, to back up your point even further. And he reports on the number of Muslim Brotherhood, either direct affiliates, sympathizers at least, who are involved in the inner workings of the U.S. government.
It's absolutely shocking. And I did not expect that, to be honest with you, before I came to America.
Mm-hmm.
I was sure that they definitely had certain level of infiltration and power. But I was shocked and horrified at the amount of political power they have in every single American institution. And the problem is, if you're talking about Muslims, they are deeply marginalizing Muslims in this country too. Muslim
mm-hmm.
leaders in New York, in D.C., in Texas, told me that the Muslim Brotherhood threatens them and sometimes goes as far as beats Muslims up if they talk against it. So this is very shocking. They are marginalizing Muslims and persecuting Muslims in this country, not just around the world.
Well, it would only make sense that's what they do, because, the old saying, if you want to know what somebody will do, look what they've done. This has been a pattern and model that they've followed all along. So why would we be surprised that they would not protect their best interests in doing things like what you're reporting here right now, Cynthia?
Absolutely. And look what has been happening. Look what happened yesterday in Egypt.
Yes.
There's over 40 people killed. And the Muslim Brotherhood has declared total war. They call it Nafir in Islamic jurisprudence. They declared total war on Egyptian Christians. And their leader,
Cynthia, I'm sorry. We've got to go to break right now. We're going to pause it right here. We'll pick it up on the other side of the break right here. Cynthia Farahat, I'm Bill Martinez live.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Our conversation about the Muslim Brotherhood, the reality of what the Muslim Brotherhood is all about, continues with Cynthia Farahat, fellow at the Middle East Forum, an Egyptian national and founder of the Liberal Egyptian Party. Cynthia, we had to cut you off because we had to go to commercial break here, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to finish out what you were saying relevant to what the Muslim Brotherhood and what happened in Egypt with the Coptic Christians.
Yes, the Muslim Brotherhood have declared what is called an Islamic jurisprudence, Nasir, which is total war on Egyptian Christians since Mohamed Morsi, the former president of Egypt, was thrown out of his position, basically. And Qaradawi himself, the jurist for the Muslim Brotherhood residing in Qatar, said that the war against Coptic Christians is going to continue as long as President Sisi is in power. They are openly calling for war, for killing of Christians, for killing of Jews and non-Muslims and moderate Muslims, and they are not going to stop until they are stopped.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that the meeting that Sisi had recently with Trump, did this exacerbate their action and targeting of Coptic Christians anymore, or this was just the natural fulfillment of their declaration?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that it was expected that I had already expected that they would be targeting more churches. And I think the meeting with between President Sisi and President Trump even made it worse, because I believe, I don't have any information, but I believe that President Sisi is on the side of designating the Brotherhood a terrorist organization. And I would assume he had that conversation with President Trump, or I at least hope that he did. So I think that this issue is deeply rooted in the reason for the attack.
Cynthia, here in the West, it's hard because of the language. You know, you're using new words that the people in the West and Americans do not know. I mean, they may have heard Muslim Brotherhood, but it was fairly well indoctrinated to people here in America, because the president's brother, half-brother himself, was a Muslim Brotherhood operative. And certainly the administration was very sympathetic towards the Muslim Brotherhood. Let's say that. I think there's obvious empirical evidence to that point and that conclusion. But here in America, it's easier for the Muslim Brotherhood, ISIS dash, whatever you want to call it, to disguise itself, because America has a hard time following the names to begin with.
And the names are, you're absolutely correct, but the only name you need to know is the Muslim Brotherhood. That is, they founded all the terrorist organizations that you hear about today. You just give me a name of a terrorist organization, and I will show you that it was founded by either an operative of the Muslim Brotherhood or a former operative of the Muslim Brotherhood. That's the only organization that matters. An Egyptian general they interviewed on Egyptian TV years ago, like a couple of years ago, they asked him, what do you think of Islamic State or ISIS or Daesh? He said, I'm not going to even address it until we discuss and address the terrorist organization, the Muslim Brotherhood. There's going to be another organization tomorrow with a different name.
Right.
It's absolutely asinine to be going after these small organizations where their parent one, nobody's touching it. But there are several countries that already designated it, like, for example, the UAE and Saudi Arabia. Unfortunately, they are not liberal democratic republics. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they did that because they know these guys are after them and their citizens.
Mm-hmm. So basically, the way you break it down is the Muslim Brotherhood is at the center of the hub. They are the hub themselves, and all these others, ISIS dash and that, these are just spokes of that main hub, which to this day, the West, particularly America, has ignored and is not, for some reason, understanding that it is at the basis of everything that we're fighting against.
Absolutely. The leader of Islamic State, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi himself, used to be a member of the Muslim Brotherhood in Iraq before he went underground. The three founders of Al-Qaeda, Osama bin Laden, Ayman al-Zawahiri, and the blind sheikh who recently died here in the United States, and Abdullah Azam, are all members of the Muslim Brotherhood. The founders of Al-Jama'a al-Islamiyya, members of the Muslim Brotherhood, excommunication, Al-Takfir wal-Hijra, Jabhat al-Nusra. Give me one organization. Even Boko Haram, they're involved in Boko Haram. Mm-hmm. So almost every single Sunni terrorist organization has a tie to these guys. They are the founding fathers, basically. And that's the only organization we need to concentrate on, because all of these, they're just their kids. It's like their kids, these other offshoots.
Right, exactly. Well, Cynthia, this seems so obvious for you. I mean, you grew up with it. You understand the genesis of it all. And you are sounding the alarm to the American people and to its political forces to wake up and understand the Muslim Brotherhood is not a friend. They are a direct foe.
Absolutely. They told once a member of the Muslim Brotherhood and the former member of the parliament in Egypt, 2008, during a conference, he knows who I am. He knows my writing. And he told me, at the first opportunity we get, we are going to kill you. Mm-hmm. But we still respect you. And the reason he said that very important sentence is because I know that we should fight them with our own tools.
Mm-hmm.
They should be designated. We should speak out against them. We should study what they believe in. We should expose their belief systems. We should expose their operatives and their affiliates. And it seems very obvious to me, but for some political reason and ideological reasons as well, that is not happening, and it's quite disturbing.
Well, it's hard to, you know, square up his statement because, you know, on one hand, he wants to kill you because you're exposing them for who they are. And everything that we've learned, at least that I've learned about the Muslim Brotherhood, Daesh, ISIS and that, based on what the Quran says, is you are either for them or against them. And I would think that in their connotation, you are, you're antithetical and hence an infidel.
Absolutely.
And if that's the case, then how do they respect you?
They respect me because I don't compromise.
Mm-hmm.
I don't compromise. They offered me bribes and I refused them. They offered me fame and I refused it. They even offered me bribes after I came to the United States of America, interestingly. And they're very disturbing. They're very disturbing political and financial rewards, that they have that kind of power. If they did, maybe they were bluffing. But but I assume that they did have that kind of power. So that's where the respect comes from. Refusing to compromise. You can't negotiate with these people. Mm-hmm. You can't give them the upper hand. You can't play by the rules. That's basically, you need to fight them on your own battleground with your own rules and not theirs.
Mm-hmm.
That's the most important thing. You can't compromise with terrorists.
Exactly. And you're operating in an area that by design, and I would even suggest by divine providence, Cynthia, that you've been protected, because the Muslim Brotherhood, as you said, their tentacles of influence have been far-reaching, whether we're talking about United Nations, refugee camps, or here in this country where we have in every state of the union, there are over 1,000 open FBI investigations of terrorist acts, and I would probably believe, based on what you're telling me, the Muslim Brotherhood is probably behind every one of those.
I'm sure they're involved somehow.
Well, amazing that you have been protected to this point, and thank God for it. And thank God that you're here to share with us the truth and help us understand why the Muslim Brotherhood should be designated a terrorist organization. Cynthia Farahat, fellow at the Middle East Forum, an Egyptian national, and the founder of Liberal Egyptian Party, has been with us on Bill Martinez. Cynthia, thank you so much. Be safe.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
DC, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America, as we start out the Holy Week, which began yesterday with Palm Sunday. We continue to go into this week and being heavy at heart and praying for the Coptic Christians that were attacked in Egypt. Those bomb blasts there where dozens died. More dozens injured there. And again, I encourage you to pray Psalm 91. That has been our encouragement to all, whether it's the Coptic Christians, those persecuted Christians in the Middle East, particularly in Assyria, what we would know as the province of Nineveh, ancient Mesopotamia. So Psalm 91, a good psalm to pray, especially as we move forward into this Holy Week. Dr. Troy Lawrence is with us, young earth creationist whose ministry and purpose is to reach others through teaching and sharing the incredible amount of evidence that supports the biblical account of creation, the Great Flood, and more. Dr. Lawrence, good to have you back with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, before we get too deep into this, you and I haven't had a chance to talk directly about the movie Is Genesis History, and I'm curious to get your read on that. This is the movie that Del Tackett was involved with, and you know, I thought this was quite interesting and would probably be right in your wheelhouse.
Well, sure, I affirm Genesis as literal grammatical history. That's how I interpret it, and I use science to see if the Bible is actually authentic. So I don't go into this, and nor should any Christian, to use circular reasoning that the Bible is true because it says it's true. No, the Bible never tells us to appeal to anyone's emotions or feelings. We are always told to use reason and logic, the Bible says, to test things, to seek, ask, knock. And so we use science to harmonize, is the Bible true? And we can use science to see the geological layers, to see soft tissue and alleged dinosaurs that allegedly extinct 65 million years ago. And when you compile the mounds of evidence, well, then you come to the only conclusion that the Bible is literal grammatical history as written in plain language in Genesis.
Amazing when you think about every word that's involved in the Bible, written over thousands of years by a vast number of authors. If God's hand was not upon it, it would have been pell-mell. It would have been disjointed. The stories, there would not be a relationship, but for maybe certain periods of time where there was some relevancy and some proximity to events. So quite amazing when you consider the Bible in its totality on the complete story that it tells us.
To that point, I think you addressed that so perfectly, because when you go to God said, look, to Moses, I appear face to face and speak in plain language, not in veiled dreams or veiled visions. Mm-hmm. So when we read the Genesis account in the Hebrew, when Moses wrote that God said, let there be an expanse, or in the King James, New King James, let there be a firmament. Mm-hmm. Well, the Hebrew word is rakia, and rakia is built on the root word raka. And that means a violent expansion, likened to how a blacksmith would violently expand metal, with pounding, with sparks flying, steam, molten magma, that sort of thing. That's the violence that occurred on the second day of creation when God expanded the universe. Well, fast forward today, that sheep herder 3,500 years ago, Moses, wrote exactly what's in harmony to what cosmologists have discovered today, and that is that the universe violently expanded. We see this in the background micro radiations that's remnant of that violent expansion. And then Isaiah 2,700 years ago, another sheep herder who wrote that the heavens were stretched out by God, past tense, and that God stretches out the heavens, a continual action. So how did Isaiah know to write in harmony with Newtonian laws of motion, that a body set in motion will stay in motion? Mm-hmm. How did he know to write that in complete harmony? Because that's what the red Doppler effect discovers, that all stars, no matter which direction you look, they're expanding away from us. Galaxies are moving away from us. And so that gives the credence that what Isaiah wrote, that what God stretched and is still being stretched, is in complete harmony. The only way for these writers to write what's in complete harmony for modern science to just catch up to is if they only were inspired. That's the only way that they can write where it's scrutinized today by the best techniques and it's still in perfect harmony.
Kind of amazing. We think we're so smart, but they knew this 3,500 years ago. What does that do in terms of our modern intelligence? It definitely puts that in perspective, doesn't it? That the thoughts of God much higher than what man would ever think.
It sure does. And when mankind says there is no God, then they'll look at the observable and say, how can I interpret the observable so that A, the Bible's incorrect, and then B, it therefore means by default there is no God. Mm-hmm. So Charles Lyell came up with a theory of the uniformitarian theory, which means the rates of things today, whether decay, whether tectonic plate movement, whether sediment buildup, whether ice accumulation for polar ice cap layers, all of those observable things, if we can look at those observable things and say that the rates of accumulation or decay today is the rates they have always been, that's the uniformitarian theory, mm-hmm. well then the Bible's wrong, and therefore there's no God. That's the theory that got Charles Darwin away from the Bible on his way to Darwinian evolution. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you know that the Bible wrote about this in 2 Peter chapter 3? It says, know this first of all, that in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lust and saying, where's the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all, here it is, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation. In other words, that's the uniformitarian theory.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, the tectonic plates, we see them far apart today, so therefore they initially, Pangaea broke apart 220 million years ago, which means that the catastrophic global flood of Genesis 7, 8, 9 did not occur. That's the battle. It's what lens do you look through? Do you look through potentially a doctrine of demon, the uniformitarian theory that the Bible is wrong, therefore there's no God? Or are you a weak Christian and say, I'm going to look at all the observable through the lens of how atheists say things happen in the beginning, but I love God, so I'm going to say God did it, but billions of years ago. So that's determining. What's your first step? Are you looking at it through the lens of atheist or scripture and science?
Right, exactly. It goes back to what we opened up our show with in terms of moral equivalency, that there's no such thing. That is the big fraud. When you're trying to put a round peg in a square hole here, either you're dealing with the truth or you're dealing with a lie. And God has enough confidence in who he is to say, and he says, come in, let's talk about it. Let's reason together. But if we're not going to bother to even sit down and talk to God because we say he doesn't exist, then we do so at a great expense.
True enough. And if people are struggling with how things are plainly written regarding the beginning, well, then they will certainly struggle with how things are written to occur in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Because the Bible directly records that the heavens open up, the windows of heaven open up, and Earth is struck so hard by asteroid impact that it wobbles like a drunkard, and it splits in asunder.
Mm.
This is written in Isaiah chapter 24, verse 18. And then it corroborates this in Revelation 16. It says the angel poured out its bowl, and there was peals of thunder and sounds of thunder. This is what an asteroid sounds like when it's traveling through the atmosphere at 30,000 miles per hour. And it says the Earth is struck so hard that it's an earthquake never before seen on Earth, so that every island is gone and every mountain is gone. So an asteroid hits the Earth so hard that it causes the oceans.
Dr. Lawrence, we're going to pick it up right from there. Dr. Troy Lawrence, right after this.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785. 800-430-8785.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with the America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, a conversation with Dr. Troy Lawrence continues. Young Earth creationist whose ministry and purpose is to reach others through teaching and sharing the incredible amount of evidence that supports the biblical account of creation, the Great Flood, and more. He is author of Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life. And it can be purchased on his website at creationministry.org. Troy, I want to pick up where we left off here. Before the break, if you would, please.
Sure, yeah. Even NASA has discovered they even have a whole team that is devoted to studying near-Earth asteroids. And we see several asteroids that pass in between the Earth and the Moon that get so close to the Earth that they're one-fifth of the way to the Moon. The Bible directly says that asteroids will impact the Earth. And that's what the hypothesis is the commencement for the Genesis 7, 8, and 9 flood is that asteroids impacted the Earth, broke up Pangaea, and those Pangaeic plates, tectonic plates, were moving faster and squished out deep water caverns. And that's why in Genesis 7, 11, it says the fountains of the deep violently burst forth. And so there's a harmony of what was, will be, what has been done, will be done again. So if someone struggles with the plain reading of the Genesis accounts, well, they're going to have a tough time in the future because the future is asteroid impacts on the Earth as well and great destruction.
Yeah, most people, when they hear as little kids about the flood, they think of water coming from above, but not understanding that there was water below as well, and it engulfed the Earth, right?
That's correct, and that's why we have the layers of the crust. So if we went into a lab, any time, 100% of the time, if we mix all the different sediment types in water and so that they're mixed, and then let the waters go calm, 100% of the time, they would settle in layers that's segregated according to their density, and we would see smooth, segregated layers. That's exactly what we see on the crust of the Earth. And what's missing in the layers of the crust of the Earth? Are meteors. Mm-hmm. Because meteors land on the Earth today, 200 a year that survive, we can collect them. Well, then if each layer slowly forms, let's say a million years for each layer, well, then there should be 200 million meteorites in each layer and then progressively getting more quantity as you dug deeper in the layers. Mm-hmm. They're just lacking altogether. That's proof positive the layers formed quickly from the catastrophic global flood.
Dr. Lawrence, what about this conversation on climate that you say we will never hear in the mainstream? What is that?
Well, what we're hearing in the mainstream is that mankind is responsible for global warming. And the reason they have to say mankind is responsible for global warming is because that puts a short date of how long we have been trending from the Ice Age. Mm-hmm. So from a biblical perspective and science, we see that there is ice, there was an ice age.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at the layers of the ice, if you're an atheist or a theistic evolutionist, you'll count those layers in the ice as years rather than just multiple layers forming in a year because of changes of temperature when precipitation was deposited. Mm-hmm. So from if you have an entire globe covered in water, that's going to be turn the entire globe really cold really fast.
Mm-hmm.
That would lead to an entire ice age. That's what the Bible records, is that God and Genesis 8 caused a wind to come upon the earth. The only way to have a global trade wind is to have super cold in the north and south poles and then super heat at the equators. That's how you get a global trade wind. That's mm-hmm. the commencement and why it commenced on Genesis 8. So from the ice age that started as a result of the flood, we've been on an ever-trending warmer path from that. It has not been because of man, but because of just natural processes of tidal friction of the earth that has been warming. You can see glacial processes recessing. Matter of fact, there's a record in Genesis chapter 10, verse 25, a man by the name of Peleg.
Mm-hmm.
And Peleg's name means that in his days the earth was divided.
Yes.
But it actually means in Hebrew as well, rills, streams, flowing water. So as you had the ice age resulting from the flood in Genesis 7, 8, 9, then the ice, the ocean levels had to decrease in their elevation because the ice consumed the water. That allowed everybody to travel along a continental shelf, which is 200 feet below today's ocean level. So that answers how you get animals to different islands today, because the continental shelf was exposed. Then as the ice melted, ocean levels rose until the Tower of Babel, when God scattered them around the globe. Then the ocean levels continued to rise above the continental shelves and cut off all the cultures and languages going forward. So that's how you answer that.
Well, this is incredible. You know, I love this conversation, and I know our audience is being blessed by this, Troy, because you're bringing the Bible to life because of the research and understanding and the commitment that you put into this. And this is, again, as we said at the very beginning, ladies and gentlemen, when Dr. Lawrence had said to us that we need to reason, we need to look into these things. But when you're distracted by all the electronic devices that are out there, amusement, movies, politics, all this other stuff, we miss out on the really important things of life that echo through the ages. And that question that Satan put out there, you know, did God really say? But if you are not listening, you're not hearing that, in fact, God not only said it, he still says it. He hasn't changed his mind. It's still the same. But we want to think that God didn't say, so like our first parents, we can be disobedient and do as we darn well please. And just like he told Cain, if you do right, will it not go well for you? If you do right, that in that right, that there's so much to that small word right. It's that which is righteous and holy and consistent with the character of God. If we do those things, then we're going to reap the things that we know that we should be reaping. That is the conflict that we have in this plane that we live in today, is that we know instinctively, for the most part, those that want to have ears to hear and whose consciences have not been seared, we sense that there's more to this life than what we are currently experiencing, don't we, Dr. Lawrence?
That was so beautiful. Satan's tactics, it's a military tactic of divide and conquer.
Mm-hmm.
And before tempting Eve and before tempting God the Son, Satan did something to attempt to separate them from the Word of God. And he said to Eve, indeed has God said, this is exactly what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And he said to Jesus, after the Father said, this is my Son in whom I'm all pleased, he said, if you are the Son of God. Both statements are the same, an attempt to separate from the Word of God, that's a divide and conquer, and then tempt. There's no better place to start than in the beginning.
Yes.
You get someone away from the Genesis creation account in Global Flood, then they're A, easy to pick off into temptation, because who wants to read a book that's riddled with error? And they're catatonic in sharing the gospel, because who wants to go to an atheist and say, believe in my all-powerful God, though he wrote errors in the Genesis creation account? So when someone takes their first step that the Word of God is holy and divine and infallible, and science is in harmony with the Bible, and it's not science versus the Bible, it's science and the Bible versus the opinions of evolutionists, well, then when you open up the Bible, it's in like an aha moment, like a light just comes out, and every single word, jot, and tittle is just amazing and just a wonderful, holy book. And so that's what I encourage the listeners to do, is to discover that it's not science versus the Bible. It is science and the Bible in complete harmony versus the opinions of the evolutionary scientists.
Well, and for you, as you say, these aha moments, and as these onion skins of doubt and lack of knowledge and understanding, as those are peeled back and you go, wow, here's God's faithfulness again. Here it is again and again. And it's been repeated for you because of the work that you've done, the time that you've invested to do this. And this is available to everybody, right? I mean, it's not like you're some specialized chosen genius, right?
Oh, that's correct. I'm not a specialized chosen genius. I've just been called to speak. And when someone says the Bible's wrong because of carbon-14 dating, well, they take the leap of faith that when the creature died with, in the past, it died with a full complement of radioactive carbon-14 in its body. I demonstrate in my book why that creature did not die with a full complement, but died with already having a trace amount of carbon-14 in its body. Mm-hmm. So it didn't naturally decay to trace. It started with trace. And the key is the canopy of water that once hovered around our atmosphere. So on the second day of creation, when God formed the atmosphere, it's through a process of science called cavitation. Mm-hmm. We see this every time you open a pressurized soda bottle. Right. The fluid in there that's pressurized, air trapped in solution, comes out as gas. When God violently expanded the universe on the second day of creation, that reduced greatly the amount of pressure of water that surrounded the earth. And that caused the atmosphere to form in the midst of the water, and God separated the waters from the waters. That waters above the atmosphere, A, prevented cosmic energy from mutating our DNA. It prevented nitrogen in the atmosphere from producing carbon-14. And it allowed life to live long and on porous bones, because that water creates a buoyant force by increasing the weight and density of the atmosphere. And that's why dinosaurs were so large on such porous bones. Not because they evolved in the birth. It's the science.
Exactly. Well, science complementing the Word of God. Imagine that. But if you want to be stubborn about it, I guess you can hold to your own truth. But it doesn't make a lie the truth. The truth is the truth. A conversation on climate you'll never hear in the mainstream right here on Bill Martinez Live. Again, I direct you to Troy Lawrence's book, Origins, The Origin of Matter, Space, Time, and Life, available at all the usual places. Or go to creationministry.org for more information. Is that correct, Dr. Lawrence?
Yes, it is. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being with us. Dr. Troy Lawrence on Bill Martinez Live.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
It's called the Deep State.